This is me, Vinny. I went to the video store last night. I rented The Crossing Guard starring Jack Nicholson. A lot of yous have been writing me, "Hey, Vin, we don't go to the movies that much. We rent a hell of a lot of videos, and most of them suck. Could you maybe review a video now and then and save us $4? So I figured, what the hell, why not? After all, I ain't returning no letters. I got a life over here. So anyways, The Crossing Guard, Nicholson, Angelica Houston, and the sorrowful account of the aftermath of a tragedy. When their daughter gets killed by a drunk driver, Jack's life goes to hell faster than a U.S. girls' gymnastic team dumped Carrie Strug. When the killer, David Morse, who's got more guilt than the guy who introduced Lisa Marie to Michael, is released from prison, Jack vows to clip him. Morris might welcome it. Depressed? He's the kind of guy who goes to the bottom of the pile in a marsh pit on purpose. Nicholson, as always, is tremendous. He could read the menu from the Wiener Schnitzel and make it seem interesting. And Jack's scenes with Houston, his ex-roommate, give off more sparks than a deep kiss between two people with braces. So 2.5 slaps. The acting's brilliant, but it slows down toward the end, like a rest home jazzercise class. It can't decide what it wants to be. It's like Delta Burke. Person? Asteroid. In the end, it all falls apart faster than a shirt you buy at Walmart. But hey, it's Jack, and believe me, yous could do a lot worse. So this is me, Vinny. I'll talk to yous next time I go to the movies.